JJ Cornish, our Africa report. It's our Africa report with JJ Cornish and chatting to us about what happens on the African continent. JJ, very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Bonjour to you. Nice to be with you. Wish I was actually with you yet again. I'm in a rainy Gauteng at the moment and, missing Cape Town.
Well, make that plan. Buy the flight ticket and then come down, JJ. It's always good to be in Cape Town this time of the year. It's the best weather that we're having. The first topic we're going to chat about in the first interview is what next for Hotel Rwanda Hero that was released by Paul Kagame?
Paul Rusesabagina, he's 69 years old. He left Rwanda after being the manager of the Hotel Mille Collines, which means the Hotel of a Thousand Hills, where 1,268 Tutsi and Hutu people were hiding out from the genocide in 1994. Not one of them died. He saved them all. Now, he went to the United States, and 10 years after doing that, because he'd fallen out with Paul Kagame, the film Hotel Rwanda was made. It became a smash hit. And then he was charged with terrorism. And actually, he was on a flight, he believed, elsewhere, and the flight was diverted to Rwanda, and there he was jailed. He got 15 years for terrorism charges. He served 2.5 of those years. He's now been released. It seems that the Qatar government had something to do with brokering that, because he went from jail at the weekend to the Qatar embassy. He's hoping to return to the United States to carry on living there. He says he has put, or will put, politics behind him. Well, we wait to see what has happened there. Joe Biden has referred to this as a happy outcome. You know, they did. His family brought a $400 million lawsuit against the Rwandan government for kidnapping and wrongful detention. I don't know what they're going to do about this. A former opposition leader, Victoire Ingabire, who was also jailed and then released back in 2018. She says this is all part of Paul Kagame trying to silence his and frighten his critics. And I mean, I see that as absolutely obvious.
Chatting this morning to JJ Cornish, bringing us up to speed with what's happening in the African or on the African continent. And I saw a picture this morning on telly of, United States Vice President Kamala Harris standing on a very windy podium and giving a speech, and she starts her three-nation tour by giving $139 million to Ghana.
Yes, indeed, and praising their democratic principles. And Ghana, of course, is a true democracy in that it has undergone changes of government, the change of party in power. Now, she saw the president, Nana Akufo-Addo, yesterday, and spoke about this. They're having severe grown-up economic problems in Ghana, and they've got to overcome those. And of course, Ghana in the west of Africa, very important strategically that they should have this strong democracy there. Kamala Harris is going on to Tanzania and to Zambia on her three-nation safari, and it really is to counter the growing influence of Russia and the established influence of China as the largest trading partner and the largest lender of money to African countries. And the United States wants to reassert its role and keeps saying, what you're getting from Russia and China has got strings attached. We give you aid. Certainly adjudge your human rights record before getting involved with you in this to this extent. But once we have become your friend, we become a friend unconditionally.
Chatting this morning, JJ Cornish bringing us up to speed about what's happening in and around the African continent. Now, the motive isn't quite clear on the torching and vandalization of the former Kenyan president Uhuru Kenyatta's family farm, is it, JJ?
Yes. Well, he was, of course, somehow associated with the big demonstrations. You know, we were talking about this in Nigeria, in Senegal, in Kenya, in South Africa. We had troops with the potential of being soldiers with the potential of being backed by troops on the streets because of huge political demonstrations. And there was this huge one in Kenya Now, they don't know if the Azinio people are involved in this. There's some feeling that Uhuru Kenyatta has actually got involved with them. There's no certainty about this. But his farmhouse was burned down. Stock was stolen, and the trees were felled with, you know, chainsaws. So it was really quite a serious attack. And this is not helping. You know, the third largest economy in Africa to be seen to be going this way does nothing for invoking support and confidence in the continent, which we desperately, desperately need.
That's JJ Cornish bringing us up to speed with what's happening in and around the African continent.